Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Wow, it's a big day.
Whoa.
There is so much happening. We immediately welcome you in live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, the wonderful host for Warriors Summit 2025. Yes, give yourselves a round of applause if you are early arrivers. Look at you. Look at you. And a lot of you got gear on. We got a gentleman with a Vibe It Out shirt on already.
Oh, I love
it. That phrase is only 6 days old.
You've
already got the shirt on, rocking it. I love it. Absolutely. As we said, immaculate vibes. Jack's Restaurant Bar, I can already tell this is going to be the hostess with the mostest of everywhere we've been. The food is fantastic. The people are smiling. The weather is beaming.
Spectacular.
Let's do today.
And if you're not here yet, you need to get here because, as you mentioned, the vibes are phenomenal. The weather is perfect. The patio, there are still a few seats available. The food, you had the French dip. And I do want you to give the official dip review. And you actually texted me on your way and you said, hey, we're just a little bit behind. Can you order? I ordered. Pow, it was there. The service was phenomenal. And I saw you over there doing your dip, dip, dip. And I don't know if I've ever seen you so happy.
No, Nahigian already asked me for a review between 1 and 10, and I did two things. One, I held up these two fingers.
That's 11.
Both of my pointer fingers. Yeah. So, A, that was an 11. But the reason I held up my fingers is, like, I'm not talking right now. I'm eating. There's French dip in my face.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to use sign language.
We'll go ahead and clip that.
Yeah, it was an 11 out of 10. So, anyway, come on down. You can experience it yourself. The guys are on their way down, too. Spadoni, Shasky, Steiny, clearly against his will, as is everything in life, and Guru. All on their way, 4 to 6, the Warriors Summit. We have all kinds of great stuff prepared for you, and we'll have a good time. Now, to let you know also, Steve Kerr, with his weekly appearance on Willard and Dibs, is coming up in 27 minutes.
Ooh.
The team is about to be on their way to Denver. Reaction from last night with the baby Dubs and the loss in Sacramento. We're going to have that for you. We also have a special guest coming by in the 3 o'clock hour. Matt Nahegian, like, went ahead and just gave it away on his social media last night.
Yeah.
But the good news is nobody follows Matt Nahegian on social media. So most of you still don't know who's coming.
None of you have a look.
My only clue is he's tall.
Oh.
He is very, very tall.
Okay. I love it.
And he's going to be coming on by.
Bonte Hill, coming on.
But he's tall. This person is very tall.
Okay. Bonte goes about 6'5" now.
Yeah, north of Bonte.
Okay.
North of Bonte. So anyway.
Kalena Azubuki.
Keep going.
Taller than Kalena Azubuki.
So anyway, we're going to have a great day.
Okay.
You can tell we're already excited for everything that is about to unfold, and we appreciate you here. We appreciate you listening. If you want to be here and you can't make it, we get it on a Thursday afternoon, but if you can get over here, we really think that you'll have a good time and won't regret it. So, Willard and Dibs until 4 o'clock. What'd you think last night? Because the first thing that comes to mind before we get back to arguing over whether or not Jonathan did the right thing or the wrong thing at the end, I actually came out of most of the evening. Yes, they lost. Yes, they were leading for a good portion, certainly the first half. But there was some sort of a dynamic that I haven't seen in a long time, which was, I guess you could call it the depth of the Warriors, or somewhere in there, there was an excitement about what's coming in the long-term future. Like, this is the first baby Dubs game I've seen where the Warriors look like they kind of have a future core, potentially, that you can start to think about. And I say that because Moody looks better, and because your boy Will Richard is a freaking baller.
Yeah, sorry, Guru, but and I agreed with Guru that I'm not going to claim him anymore because Will Richard is obviously his own person.
He is his own
and
guy.
I don't need to tug a war with Guru over who had him first, boo-boo-boo. All I know is I met him in Summer League. I've actually interviewed him twice now. I've almost had as many interviews with him as he's had games, but when I met him the first time, I thought, oh my goodness, this dude is real. And the reason why is because he has played 140 college games. And it made me think about Brock Purdy in a weird way. Brock Purdy was able to come in and be better than his draft spot because he played 60 games in college. And I can never stop thinking about Mitchell Trubisky, who played 1 year at North Carolina, and Chicago traded up, and the Niners traded back, and Chicago traded for Trubisky. All the tools. The dude played 1 year. And Trey Lance 1 year.
I was going to say,
James Wiseman,
example.
3 games.
Yep.
Jonathan Kuminga played 1 year-ish in the G League Ignite, and it took him some time. So my point about Will Richard is he came in as a seasoned national champion. He played 40 games last year in college.
Well, I wonder if it's not going to kind of change the narrative, though, because it's almost like it's not a badge of honor anymore when you play a ton of college basketball.
Right?
The league sort of feels like they've moved on from you. And let's be real. The only reason you play 3 or 4 years of college basketball is because your pro prospects aren't that good after 1 or 2 years. That means the draft and the league are telling you, yeah, you're probably not going to go. And then the league moves on and forgets about you. But now we're sitting here using it as a reason for somebody being able to hit the ground running when they get to the league. And it's like, well, then why aren't you all doing this? Why aren't you all exclusively doing this in the second round of the draft? This guy's the 57th pick in the draft, and he's now have one start. And in his starts, he's averaging 30 per game. Like, who else in the rookie class can function like that or do that, hit the ground running in that sort of a way? So, I don't know. Maybe we ought to be looking a little bit longer at players who have a lot of college games under their belt.
It depends on what you really want to look at and what you want that player to be. And I'm thinking about Cooper Flagg, who's played all 8 games, and he's averaging 14 and almost 7-3, and they're terrible. Dallas can't win.
Yep.
And so, yeah, Cooper Flagg is coming in, and Cade Cunningham, another great example, a guy who was great in college, and he went to a bad team. And even think about the 7'5" Frenchman, which actually works now, Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wemby came in, and, yeah, they were kind of terrible, and he has slowly kind of grown into it, and even like Chet Holmgren, who played, and then he got hurt and all the rest of it. So if you are going to be a seasoned pro on a good team, you can come in and make an impact more quickly.
Yeah, so that's sort of what I came out of last. Like, put it this way, I enjoyed watching them last night.
I did, too,
I know. And then it got to the end.
What a buzzkill.
Well, then it got to the end. And you have to start sort of reasoning and rationalizing with the whole thing because it was turnovers. It was turnovers down the stretch. And I think even the stat that was running around on TV, I think, is a little overblown, the whole points off turnovers thing. Because if you want to do a deeper dive into the turnovers, I think the Kings only had 10 points off of steals. There are a lot of turnovers. Like, if somebody travels, for example,
Kuminga,
it's like, I'm not going to call that a point off turnover. You take the ball out of bounds, our defense is set. You just happen to score on the next one. I look more at specific turnovers. And down the stretch of that basketball game, when it was still very close, I know the Warriors were trailing, but it was 3 points down, 4 points down, 5 points down, then they would catch up. Key moments in that fourth quarter, you had people just throwing the ball all over the place. Pods had a terrible pass. Kuminga had a rough turnover as well. They weren't the only ones, you know, and so we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We have fun with it when they're the baby dubs, and then at the end of the game, they look like the baby dubs.
Well, and at the end of the game, the grown men took over, including your favorite player.
I can't
stand 23.
Him. I can't stand
16
him.
And 10, including one. And that was right in your face, Russell Westbrook, with the tip back. He was bouncier at 36. He was quicker. He got the O rebound, the put back, and then the big old growl. And as I was watching that, I'm thinking, oh, my God, if Willard's watching this, he might be.
I can't stand him.
You might be vomiting.
I can't stand
Russell,
him.
Russell flipping Westbrook. I mean, you got to put some respect on his game.
Oh, there's always. I don't gotta. Like, there's.
No, you don't gotta do anything.
No, I mean, he, like.
He took that game over.
He's a great player. Like, the guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. It's never about that. It's never some sort of a diatribe on who they are as a player. I just don't enjoy watching him. I've told you that years ago, this also stems from him, and I wasn't even a host at this point, but 1,000 years ago, when I was working at ESPN in Los Angeles, he came in studio to a different show. Mm. He was an awful,
thank you, Grandy.
He was an awful person to everybody there. Like, literally did an interview where he didn't look up from his phone.
Oh.
I don't like it when people are like that to other people.
Yeah.
And you know, and so that started the whole process. But then you get through, you know, put some respect on his. I would actually argue you have to put, at times, some disrespect on his game. Last year in Denver, this is a guy who consistently made horrible decisions at major moments, at times in playoff games. And so he's the type then who would come to the press conference after all of those things, and he would explain it away, and he would blow it off, and he's had the interactions with fans the last few years. I don't enjoy the man. I don't enjoy watching him play. I don't enjoy the way he reacts to fans, to teammates, to opposing players. It's funny that you would say put some respect on Russell Westbrook's name. I think that he has done a lot to disrespect a lot of the people around him everywhere he's ever been.
Yeah.
My take.
Not last night. I mean,
it's just a basketball game.
Last night, that game was in the balance, and the Baby Dubs were spitting up all over themselves, as babies do, with the bib on, goo goo gaga. They had an 11-point lead, and they gave it up, and then Russ took over, and also Dennis Schroeder revenge game. Schroeder came through with a couple of big plays late, and I hated to watch it. So you're talking about, like, oh, we watched it, and, you know, it was kind of fun, and then it got not to be very fun. And the reason why it wasn't very fun is because Russ and Schroeder and the young pups, they weren't quite ready. And so, yeah, the Warriors, you're 5-4. And, you know, Grandy, I don't know if you can do the projection now about your over 48.5, but I'm guessing that they're not on pace to win more than 48.5.
Well, we joked yesterday that we knew.
No, he joked. He tried to put that in my face.
We said that if they lost last night, the math wouldn't necessarily. I mean, we're doing math after 9 games.
It's suddenly now Grandy's in the restroom.
Nobody,
I get that.
Nobody is worried about this team.
I'm not worried, but yesterday Grandy did the, what's the pace now? Mm-hmm. So I'm putting it back on him. What's the pace now, Captain 48.5, easy money?
You need to calm down.
No, I don't need to calm down. I need to calm up.
You need to calm down, dude. You need to calm down. You need to stop taking things so personally from him.
It's not personal.
You're making it personal. He thinks they're going to win 49 games. Why don't we ask the audience?
Easy money was the phrase.
Y'all think the Warriors are going to win 49 or more games this year? Round of applause. All right, who thinks they're winning 48 or less? There you go, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
And that's a good, fair audience. Sure.
Who's Grandy? The guy literally hosts the pre and post for the Warriors.
Right.
Why is he not allowed to be a fan, too?
He's allowed to do whatever he wants. But when he comes at me yesterday with, oh, they're on pace for 51, I'm also allowed to, the next morning,
You've used up your French thing.
And say, oh, where are you at now, Grandy? And now all of a sudden he's Marcel Marceau.
He's in the same place he's always been.
Another French reference.
Yeah, he's in the same place that he's always been, as all of us are.
Mute.
I mean, I'll ask you, like, are you? Is that basically what you're saying right now? You worried about this team?
I'm definitely worried.
You are?
I've been worried.
Why?
Yes, because you've got an older team that is not going to play every game. And when they don't all play, they are not as good of a team as, I don't know, maybe half the conference or a third of the conference.
Haven't we learned this over and over and over again?
You're going to Denver tomorrow. No Steph.
Right.
What do you think?
I think they'll probably lose, and then they'll be 5-5, 10 games into the year.
Right.
They were under 500 at the trade deadline last year.
On pace for 41-41 if they lose tomorrow.
Yeah, and they still won 48 games.
Yep.
I don't care what their pace is 10 games in.
Oh.
Who cares? Why would we even talk about that right now? Like, this journey needs to unfold. It's got a long way to go in 1,000 different twists and turns. I am less activated by their record right now, and I'm much more interested in the pieces that we see, whether you think they fit, what is sort of the ceiling for the group. Steve Kerr is going to join us in 15 minutes. I guarantee you're going to hear the word turnovers a lot. I promise you, you're going to hear the word turnovers a lot. this team can't play like this and win 49 games, but I don't think they're going to play like this all of the time. Now, as far as injuries that may or may not occur, I can't tell you that they won't. I can't promise you that they will. I know everyone loves to say that, oh, because they're older, they'll definitely have injuries. Not necessarily. And you know what? Look at Kuminga last year. 22-year-olds can get hurt. So I have no idea the way that's going to go. But when I look at the team and I watch them actually play basketball, they're very, very good. They have a lot of the pieces. It needs to be fine-tuned. They need to figure out their rotations. Happens at the beginning of every year. But this team has so much depth, way more than they had last year and in recent years. And that's what excited me about last night. To have three, some would say even four young players kind of perform, at least statistically, the way they did last night, creates one of those interesting problems to have going forward as far as their lineup.
Yeah, in loss.
Yeah, so what?
So
they didn't play their best three players. They lost a close game in the ninth game of the year.
So your
I'm not going to overreact to that.
I'm not overreacting. I'm just pointing out, and you can applaud their depth, and I do too, but when you've got a game again coming up tomorrow, and Steph Curry, I believe, won't play, and Steve Kerr will either confirm or deny that coming up when we talk to him in moments, but I believe that if you go to Denver without Steph Curry and you beat Denver here with Steph Curry, and Steph was amazing and he hit, you know, the night shot and all the rest of it, and you had to go to overtime to beat Denver, you're probably in a little bit of trouble against Denver.
No doubt.
I look at the schedule upcoming, and you've got a 6-game road trip, and you know Steph's not feeling great, and Jimmy's got a bad back, and Draymond couldn't play last night, and Guru was joking that it was a rib, not ribs, but a rib, whatever it was.
It was nothing. It was an opportunity to sit him out.
Whatever it was, you're looking at a schedule where you're going to have these guys sit a lot of games, and I don't have a tremendous amount of faith in them winning a lot of games without those three in the lineup.
On Wednesday, November 19th, we might go to bed, and the Warriors might be under 500. There's no, like, that's real. That's real. They might be.
They might be on Wednesday, November 12th. They might be.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about
the
whole
14th.
I picked the 19th because that's the end of the road trip that you referenced.
Yep.
And yes, it's very hard. Like, they will be a huge underdog tomorrow. And so let's say they lose that. They fall to 5-5. Then you look at those next seven games, a home game to Indiana, and that road trip, which takes you to OKC, San Antonio twice, Orlando, Miami. You got a New Orleans there squeezed in between. Say hi to all the former Warriors there. But could they be under 500 after that? Sure, they could. But I don't think that is I don't think that that's any sort of a decisive look at who they're going to be come the end. Like, this thing always kind of goes month to month, does it not?
It does.
Like, I mean, this is, we'll feel differently by the end of the holidays than we do now. This thing is still taking shape.
But as we look at when they've been successful, they've banked wins early, and
sure,
they haven't had to chase. Last year, you had to chase it, and you had to go 7 with Houston, and then Jimmy got hurt, Steph got hurt, season over. So I think that the blueprint for an older team is to not have to chase it. It's to bank it early. The schedule does not allow you to bank it early, and that's why I look at last night. That's a game you should win. You would win if you had everybody. And the Indiana game, you had no business losing that.
That's true.
Milwaukee without Giannis, you had no business losing that. So these are games that you should have banked. You didn't bank. And now you're already in a spot where, okay, you might be 5-5 after tomorrow. I'm not saying that you need to, like, go out and start making hay, but this is not the blueprint. That's all I'm saying.
But, I mean, again, there's a couple games. I've never experienced watching one of my favorite teams play and at the end of the year not feel like, dude, you blew a few. We feel that way every year with the Warriors. I'm not even discounting your point. I get it. Everything you just said, I accept. I guess what I'm saying is my first takeaway from watching last night is an excitement to the level of you see what Kuminga at least has the ability to do. You see what Moses Moody has the ability to do. That guy looks like a much better player. And we got 35 more minutes of getting to know what Will Richard can do. And I know that everybody was a little all over the place with their Brandon Pajemski review last night. Some people were like, God, he was terrible. And others were like, he was a rebound and assist away from a triple-double.
Right.
So, like, that's just going to be the pod's experience. A lot of people love him. A lot of people don't like him. Somewhere in between, whatever. But that's four players who went out there and really led the way in a game in a way where I think at least on an individual basis, you can say, oh, I can sort of see a young core kind of coming together,
yeah, no
at
doubt.
Least early stages for the Warriors. For me, that was takeaway one. I get that the loss was a bummer.
Sure. For me, takeaway one is always the result. And, you know, your process, I'm
yep.
result.
Yep.
And the result was you lost, and you lost a game. You were up 11, and that's not great. And takeaway number two, and I said it before the year started, and nobody wants to hear about it because we love him. He's a veteran. You and I met watching him play in the Final Four.
That's true. As a college player.
Al Horford, he does not look like the Al Horford of 3 years ago. And if you want to look at his percentages year over year, Al Horford 3 years ago, wow, north of 40. Then, north of 35. North of 30. And now, my God, Al, can you please do me a favor? I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. Shout out Paul Simon.
Stop shooting!
Stop playing and stop shooting.
Well, stop playing.
He can't shoot.
That's up to Steve. No, yes, he can.
He's allowed to.
Yeah. I mean, no, don't stop because you had a bad couple of nights. Yeah. Al Horford, again, he's also chipped in with 7 rebounds. I mean, he's going to be out there. You need Al Horford to play some minutes. You need Al Horford to play. You don't have any other centers that have any defensive and rebounding experience. I'm not just handing this gig to Quentin Post and Trayce Jackson-Davis, are you? You're just going to hand him the gig and that's it?
I mean, when Draymond's back, sure. I mean, you can have Al come in there and shoot and play a little bit, but 3 for 18 the last 3 games, 4 for 23.
Yeah, he's been bad.
Like, really bad. And if you watch him play, and I know you do, and I'm not going to imply that you don't watch every single dribble because you're a junkie and all you do is watch sports, but he looks like a cardboard cutout. He looks stiff.
I had a different player.
He looks
stiff. He's 39. He probably is. He's 39.
Well, then you can't play him if he's out there like,
he's always been an awkward looking.
He looks even stiffer.
There was a different player last night who caught my eye and got a lot of my, like, what are you doings that I would yell
in
from the couch.
In a negative way.
Yes,
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love when you go negative.
Well, this is a hard guy to come at in a negative way.
Oh, boy.
It's hard. I don't really want to do. I don't enjoy this.
I know where you're going.
He's the little engine that could.
Number 61 in your program, number 1 in your heart.
Turns out he's the little engine that can't.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know.
I'm a 4 right there.
I don't know why Pat Spencer thinks that he can do the things that he thinks he can do.
He's got the ha-ha.
He can't do those things. It's like, dude, you're a good story. You're not supposed to start taking 6-7 guys off the dribble and drive into the lane.
That's a lot.
And try to shimmy it up with, dude, stop. Grab the ball, pass the ball to the next guy. If the shot's wide open, shoot your shot. It's all you got. But Pat Spencer right now, for me, if we're going to see games like this, and I know we will, where he's going to have a role like this, you got to get a better sense of your limitations. That would be my suggestion for Pat.
I think they need to let Pat cook.
No, you don't.
Minus 19 in 17
minutes. Let Jack's cook, because
yeah.
they can cook
no, it's,
here at Jack's Restaurant
and Bar. The French tip was an 11
yeah,
out of 10.
It was.
And I know we don't do plus minus in a small sample, but he was a minus 19. But watching the game, I thought that he was a minus 75.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and I love Pat. No one loves Pat more than me and maybe his brother and his family. I don't know them that well, but I want Pat to do well so badly.
So do I.
But watching him out there, it's like, oh, my God, you look like a college lacrosse player.
Yeah. I mean, he'll do things
he
where
will.
You're, like, I get that he can do things that when you look at him, he shouldn't be able to do. But I also think you can't do what he thinks he can do. And that's my concern, is when you look at it, I'm like, Pat, there are half your plays where you look at him and the result is exactly what you think when you walk in the room. And when you walk in the room, Pat, you're like, that's not an NBA player.
No.
But he's got a jersey and shoes. So if he's going to have a jersey and shoes, he's got to know his limitations.
Well,
better.
Unfortunately, when you have a team that has no first stringers, or three of your guys are out, your third stringers become your second stringers, and that is Pat, and it's TJD, and it's, hi, this is Guy Santos. All these guys are playing more than they actually should be playing because you don't have a first team. So your second team becomes your first team, your third team becomes your second team, and you lose to the Adorables, and they light the beam right in your face.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem to enjoy it. What's with the Russell Westbrook and the Kings, and then you enjoy it?
I like Russell Westbrook more than you hate him.
Why do you enjoy it?
Because he goes out there, and no matter what team he's on, which has been seven teams, the dude plays hard.
You're supposed to be bothered when the beam gets lit, when the Warriors are in town.
I'm bothered by the beam, but I love the way Russell Westbrook attacks the game of basketball. He plays basketball like it matters. Do you think that Draymond Green, if Draymond Green had that passion for the game, he would have played last night.
Oh, stop. Don't say that.
Facts.
That's not facts. You are in troll mode today.
Not at all.
You are in troll
Wait
mode today.
He and I are going to be aligned like Wonder Twins.
I might sit the summit out and let you two just do your thing.
You won't.
I might. The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. You ought to go check it out. It is beautiful. All the early games will be on. Food, drinks, absolutely on point. Games in the parking lot. And if you're going to go to the game, there's a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. And yes, I said free. You can sign up for that shuttle right now at 957thegame.com. It is first come, first serve. The spots will go quickly. So go sign up now, 957thegame.com, free shuttle from Laughing Monk to and from the 49er game. It is Summit Day at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. Don't let that crowd fool you. It is big, but there are still open seats, so keep making your way down. We'll save one for Spadoni, Shasky, Steiny, and Guru. They are on their way, and so is the head coach of the Warriors. Steve Kerr will join us coming up next on a special day here on Willard and Dibb.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.